KQED.
There was a ribbon cutting in the Coachella Valley, east of Palm Springs this week, a new housing complex to replace a dilapidated mobile home park. That 80-unit development is welcome news, but much more is needed. The region is rich in agricultural bounty, but the farm workers there, many of them immigrants, often live in substandard mobile home parks. Reporter Lisa Morehouse visited a few of them to learn about the challenges of affordable housing in the region and what the future may hold.
It's before 7 a.m., and demolition teams move up and down the dirt roads of a mobile home park called Duraville. Bulldozers tear down empty units to make sure that no one else can move in.
The one thing I'm not going to miss is the muddy floors, like the muddy dirt.
20-year-old Adrian Pena spent much of his childhood in Duraville, which, at its height, housed as many as 4,000 people. It became notorious for its bad conditions. A substandard electrical system caused major fires, and half-century-old mobile homes leaked wind and rain. Still, like other residents, Pena is attached to Duraville.
Because I know I'll always end up calling this place my home, no matter what.
In 2009, a Riverside County judge ordered Duraville closed. And after years of litigation and bureaucratic holdups, it's now happening. But only when residents secure alternative housing. 5 miles away sits Mountain View Estates, where 10 new mobile homes get moved in each week. It cost $26 million to build, and much of that came from California's now-defunct Redevelopment Agency. This park is only for former Duraville residents, and it boasts pristine landscaping, vigilant security, and a park where kids play soccer after school.
I have a big kitchen, I have my own room, and my baby has his own room.
Across the street from the park, field worker Liliana Mendoza beams as she shows off the home she shares with her husband, son, and sister.
I'm better here.
Why?
I'm happy.
It costs more to live here than in Duraville, but Mendoza says it's worth it. She says she thinks she knows why few people, especially urbanites, are concerned about affordable housing for farm workers like her.
They don't look for the farmers over here. Most of the people on the city doesn't know that there's a place over here. There's people living in a bad condition over here.
Mendoza knows. She's one of the lucky ones.
The concern for us in the Eastern Coachella Valley is that people believe that the fight might be over, or that this was the last big hurdle for Eastern Coachella Valley housing.
Sitting at a computer with a Google Earth image of Duraville on the screen, immigrant rights attorney Megan Beeman zooms out to show the sheer magnitude of mobile home parks here.
Less than a mile from Duraville, we can see that there are a number of other mobile home parks that look very similar, including one that's actually bigger than Duraville.
Zooming further, you see a checkerboard of farmland and open desert and hundreds of mobile home parks. On some parks, there are just a handful of mobile homes. Others house hundreds. Some, like Duraville, are on tribal land. Other property owners are farmers or former farm workers. Some parks meet all of Riverside County's health and safety codes. More than 100 don't have all the required permits. Plenty of these function well, but others have sketchy wiring or borderline septic systems that leak.
This is the United States of America.
Assembly member Victor Manuel Perez grew up in this valley.
We're not in Cuba here. We're not in El Salvador. We're not in Africa, right? We're in one of the richest countries, if not the richest country in the world.
He's shepherded bills through the state's legislature to improve living conditions in mobile home parks.
I know that there are limited resources. I get that. But I just find it interesting that disproportionately, it's our working poor and folks of color that are impacted negatively.
Ideally, substandard parks like Duraville would be replaced by more permanent and regulated housing, like Mountain View Estates or affordable apartments and houses. Over the years, the county and organizations like the Coachella Valley Housing Coalition built thousands of units. But a major funding source, the redevelopment agency, is gone, and there are still thousands of families on waiting lists. So many housing advocates say, be realistic. Funnel resources into rehabilitating mobile home parks where people already live, like a park called Valenzuela. Tucked between two major roads in the middle of farmland, 11 families form a close-knit community. On January 9th, their power went out. In mid-March, when I visit, residents use generators a few hours a day to power stoves for cooking and lights for the kids to do homework. With her two-year-old in tow, Eva Zamora walks me past a nest of extension cords connected to a generator shared by three mobile homes. She opens her refrigerator to show me its empty shelves.
Here you can see I have nothing in my refrigerator, not even milk for my kids because it spoils during the day. Look, you can see we have nothing.
Like many unpermitted parks in the area, Valenzuela built up slowly, one mobile home at a time. Their old electrical system finally gave out, but county officials rejected a plan to restore power, saying other aspects of the site weren't up to code, and a lot of legal wrangling ensued.
To be honest, they wouldn't like to live the way we're living right now.
Resident Cerrito Ortega says the county offered them short-term housing subsidies to relocate. But here, he practically lives in the fields where he works. He makes under $200 a week and says he can't afford to commute to work. Ortega and his neighbors want power here, while the property owner works to get the whole park up to code with the county.
I understand politics, and I'm grateful they worry about our safety, but they're not concerned about our needs at this moment. Electricity is vital for the entire world.
Monica Tejas works for the county's Economic Development Department, and she knows people are frustrated. She says the county's working on reducing the often prohibitive fees and helping landowners bring parks to compliance. But she says,
just because it's operable doesn't mean that it's safe. And if someone is asking planning department, anybody to sign off on something that they do not know is safe, I don't know who would do that.
The real dilemma is, how do residents, advocates, and government agencies balance the need for housing to be up to code with the reality of people's living situations? In mid-April, Valenzuela residents heard that, after multiple inspections and calls from politicians, the county approved permits for temporary electricity to some of their mobile homes, if safety and long-term permitting plans are in place. They're hoping to get power back on soon. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in the Eastern Coachella Valley.
For more of Lisa's reporting in rural California and to see pictures of her trip to the Eastern Coachella Valley, check out our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report, production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Mahler. Additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Thanks to our interns, Alex Emsley, Guy Marzorati, and Gina Shalaba. Our editorial team includes Victoria Maleon, Ingrid Becker, Julia McAvoy, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org.